H5N1. There is no privacy at the speed of light.
Who in the world is watching all of these video surveillance systems? Video surveillance systems, commonly referred to as CCTV, are multiplying time and space, generating millions of hours of video recordings. The CCTV industry is composed of private companies contracted by city and state governments and corporations to perform surveillance on our streets, the buildings we work in, and especially on those creepy spaces where danger lurks. CCTV operators are professional monitors who observe human behavior within the scope of these systems. Typically, these professional voyeurs are men with poor education. Their wages are low, usually starting at minimum wage. They are expected to work long hours and often are forced to work other jobs to make ends meet. Watching a couple of dozen video screens for 10 hours a day is extremely boring, and these men often nap or read pornographic magazines for major portions of their shifts. They learn to hate the people they are observing and focus primarily on young men, that segment of society most likely to vandalize property or commit criminal acts. 9 out of 10 targeted individuals are men. 4 out of 10 are teenagers. And there's a fair bit of racism in the CCTV workforce. Women are observed essentially for sexual pleasure. Cameras are tilted and zoomed over women's bodies as the male gaze is firmed up through state-of-the-art video surveillance technology. High-resolution color video is gathered from great distances in bright daylight or no light at all. If prostitutes are working in parking lots, tapes of sexual acts are made for the amusement of CCTV staff.